in case you missed it on Newsbreak.
The lawmakers need to understand what's on the ground. They were elected to represent the people. However, the U.S. politics is that the influence lobby groups and the gun lobby group, it's so powerful, as well as the politics of the United States, particularly in the rural areas, tend to be too conservative, and they uphold the Constitution in its original state. When they had the right to guns, I mean, it was at a time where the state was not that strong. Wild West, you had one has to survive by having a gun. And it was in that context that everyone had a right to a gun. But times have changed. Environment has changed. The state is much more stronger now to control and guarantee security to its citizens. Like all other countries, that hasn't been kept in a way that you do pre-screening who has access to guns and how, what is the state of mind of those people, age group, and other problems such as mental problems that are not handled well. So there's a lot of issues within the body politics in United States, which brings these endless killings.
With that said, where to now for the U.S. in terms of access to guns? Some saying that if lawmakers do tighten these laws on guns, it's going to open up the market for the illicit trading of weapons, as we've seen in many other countries such as South Africa, when we had a sort of prohibition on alcohol during our first hard lockdown. The illicit market boomed. So how then do we balance those two?
I do not think even those who are advocating for the control of guns are saying we need to ban guns. I think they're just saying we need to tighten, and background checks need to be done thoroughly, and ensure that not, and the kind of guns that people need to have access to. I mean, you're having auto guns and machines. These are battlefield guns that any 18-year-old would have access to that. Not just one. You can buy as many as you want. In the United States, they have more guns than the population. So there's a lot of circulation. There's a need to tighten the laws in terms of policing and to get rid of some of the guns. You can do either through amnesty, searching people, tightening, ensure that anyone who get access to a gun, someone who is with a sound mind and someone responsible, and to limit and deal with other factors that brings this kind. The politics easing up tensions. You had Buffalo last week, 10 black people killed by a right-wing individual. So I think it's easing certain things that have no direct impact on guns, but dealing with the entire body politics.
Newsbreak, Lotus FM, powered by SABC News.